Hi, this is Dwayne with another tip about good stuff you really ought to know.
One thing you really ought to know is about parallel stack third chords. And the reason you really ought to know about them is because they're so useful. You'll be using them all of your musical life. If you're not already, you soon will be. And they're just so useful. They're useful because that's the way our hands work. Parallel stack third chords, I know it's a fancy name, but it simply means every other note. Is that simple enough? Every other note. Every other key on the keyboard. Okay, every other line or space. It's that easy. Look at that sheet that I sent along, and you'll see that that's true. The first chord is all lines, isn't it? The second chord is all spaces. The third chord is all lines, all spaces, all lines. By the way, if you play the same thing in the left hand as you're playing in the right hand, notice they're all lines in the right hand, but they're all spaces in the left hand. So what would you expect on the next one? Right, if they're all spaces in the right hand, they're going to be all lines in the left hand. That ought to give you a little tip, too, relative to sight reading, right? In other words, if you see a stack of notes like that and every other one is a line, then you know you have a stack of thirds, don't you? Because why do we call them thirds? Let's back up just to here. Because it's three notes, it's three scale notes, it's three letters of the alphabet from the bottom note to the second note, one, two, three. And from the second to the third note is one, two, three. And from the third to the fourth is one, two, three. They're a third apart, interval of a third, okay? Now our hands are built so that we can play those pretty easily. Okay, and the fingers I use, it depends on what the chord is, but it's almost always 1-2-4-5 or 1-2-3-5. Okay, your hand may be a little bit different, but I think you'll find that that's true. That you always use 1 and 2 and 5, and sometimes you use 4, and sometimes you use 3. It just depends on what the chord is. Now, you've heard this kind of thing. Or you've heard in minor. Say that. It always gives a nice big effect. Now, how do you use it when you're just starting out, though? Well, here's what I do. I try this. Whatever melody it is you're playing, put a stack of thirds under it, okay? Try to put a stack of thirds. It won't always work, but it'll work often enough. And then just move up to the next note. You see that? It gets a pretty good sound. But it'll help your sight reading to know about the stacked thirds, and it'll help your understanding to know that they're over the line, and if the right hand's line, the left hand's spaces. And it'll help your ear training because you know that if you play those, you can hear that that's a third, and that's a third, and that's a third. I mean, if you play them often enough, you'll hear it. Maybe you can't at first. Maybe you say, well, I can't hear it. Well, you can. I'm saying that you can if you keep doing it. Like anything else, okay? You get used to that sound. So after you hear that a million times, then you can differentiate that between... That's a different interval right there that was going, okay? But that's thirds. And quite often you'll hear thirds broken up like this. What's that? It's just stacked thirds, but coming down. You could do it going up, couldn't you? And music is made out of that sort of thing. It's made out of broken chords anyway, isn't it? And that just gives you one up on all the stuff you have to learn in music. So I thought you'd like to know that. Play around with that a little bit, and if you have any further questions anytime about any of that, be sure and ask me on during your lesson, okay? But try to provide you with as many little insights as possible. Okay.